From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies conducting an investigation in the Miranda area. They saw three suspicious subjects with firearms standing in the driveway of a residence on the 4200 block of Salmon Creek Road. Deputies found the three later identified as 42-year-old Dale Baldridge, 30-year-old Bo Benjamin, and 28-year-old Timra Cornelius. Baldridge was found to have an active felony warrant for his arrest. Benjamin and Cornelius were found to be on formal felony probation. During a search of Baldridge, deputies found heroin and various prescription medications. They found a stolen cell phone on Cornelius. Deputies then searched a vehicle associated with the three, locating three stolen firearms, a stolen credit card, and other stolen property. Deputies contacted the victim of the stolen credit card and learned that the victim's keys had been stolen from her place of work earlier in the day. The victim was able to confirm that the firearms and other property belonged to her and had been stolen from her car and home. All three suspects now behind bars in Humboldt County, facing a slew of charges. Well, deciding that more mobile home residents need to be advised, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors deciding not to move forward with new regulations to control the rent for mobile home parks around the county. Redwood Times reports the new regulations, the result of Measure 5, a 2016 ballot measure approved by voters that attempts to stop lot owners from sharply increasing rent amounts for mobile home residents. Park owners would be required to register with the county and collect $5 administrative fees from each renter. Also, tenants would be allowed to elect representatives, but only those that pay the fee would be eligible to vote. The Yurok Tribe now issuing a statement concerning the resignation of its executive director. It reads in part, "The Yurok Tribe has accepted Javier Kinney's resignation as executive director of the Yurok Tribe. In an effort to protect our employees and those who work with the Yurok Tribe, our human resource policies require personnel issues to remain confidential. Accordingly, the tribe has no further comment on Kinney's resignation. The tribe is committed to ensuring the peace, harmony, and protection of individual human rights of all individuals who come into contact with our membership and employees." The Humboldt County Association of Governments, City of Eureka, and the California Department of Transportation are developing a corridor plan to reduce congestion on the most highly traveled corridor in the City of Eureka by providing more transportation choices for residents, commuters, and visitors to the area. There's a public workshop on it happening between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. at the Warfinger Building on Wednesday, November 13th. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.